are listening to CKUD in Montreal.
Till infinity. CQT is launching our 2022 funding drive, and we need your donations to keep chilling on the airwaves. Our community has been through it the past few years. Funding drive is the time to celebrate and raise funds to keep the station alive till infinity. We need your help in reaching our $35,000 goal for CQT's 35th birthday. Donate online at cqt.ca/donate or call 514-907-9424. CQT is a nonprofit, listener-supported station that isn't controlled by corporate interests. Help keep us bumping on 90.3 till infinity and donate from March 17th to 27th.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
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 Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3, created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is March 17th, 2022. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Ford House, a community-based mental health organization. We use creativity, comedy, poetry, personal stories, and music to explore many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art of science of radio. We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to fordhouse.education@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
Spring has sprung and change is in the air. Today on Radio Moon, we will be processing all the many changes our society has gone through since it is the 2-year anniversary of the pandemic, after all. Our members will bring you stories, discussion, poetry, and more, all on the theme of our spring reopening. First up, a roundtable discussion with all the members of Radio Moon. Take it away, Bianca.
Today on Radio Moon, we will focus on the theme of change. Change. We all go through it. We all want it, but sometimes it's hard. Let's kick off the show with a roundtable discussion with the whole Radio Moon crew. Today we have Catherine, Ingrid, and Peter with us. With spring approaching, change is in the air. How comfortable do you all feel with things opening back up due to COVID?
I'm not that comfortable with everything opening up right now. I think everything's opening up rather fast. So it makes me a little nervous. I personally, we're reducing wearing the masks now. I'm going to be wearing my mask, I think, until the end of April at least, because I'm not so comfortable with the no masks at all anywhere. Yeah, pretty much anywhere. Public transportation, we still have to wear it. So I'm going to keep wearing my mask.
Well, what I enjoyed with the masks is there was a lot of attention paid to eye contact. So I just hope that continues when we take off the masks.
Did you guys notice what Catherine mentioned about the whole eye contact? Did you ever notice like the importance of eye contact due to the masks?
I don't know. I have problems making eye contact with people. Somebody says it's because I have low self-esteem, but I just think it distracts me looking at their eyes. So I just don't. I have to remind myself to look. As for wearing masks, I'm quite comfortable with it. I don't mind it that much. And, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. And forward to something's opening up.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, Peter?
I'm looking forward to being able to get back and play board games on Saturday night. Because my friends and I would get together at their place, Andy and Cynthia's, and we play board games. I've been playing board games with Andy since 1973.
Oh, wow.
So we go back a bit. And I enjoy going to their house on Saturday. And we have a little crew. We get together and we do board games. And it's fun. But my friend Alain, who's part of that group, came over and he helped me with his computer. And I gave him sourdough. He brought it home, made a loaf of bread already.
That's a good trade-off. Sourdough
yeah.
for board games.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with my friend Burton, but both his parents unfortunately have cancer, so you know, he probably want to be more, he wants to err on the cautious side, I'd imagine, to keep him safe.
Because I'm thinking more of hibernating. I'm not a person that really goes to theaters because I like to stay home. I like the convenience of being able to stop movies. Mm-hmm. So I don't see myself going out and, oh, restaurants. Yes.
Yeah. Is there a restaurant you're looking forward to?
Any restaurant at this point. I'll take anybody cooking for me. Okay. I'm sick of my own cooking.
That's fair.
So yes, restaurants. Yes. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Might be fun to go to a sports event.
A sports event? What kind of sports event?
Football, baseball.
Are you a big fan?
It's fun now and then, I like to.
Yeah. We're going to do a little bit of a change here. We're going to go to more change within ourselves. What prompts you guys to initiate change in your own life? Some people see it more as like an internal thing, or there can also be external factors. Catherine?
Two things. Curiosity. And that leads into reading. I find if I pick up a book with some good lessons in it and I read cover to cover, it makes big change in my life. I start thinking different, move different.
Okay.
Usually for me, a bit of curiosity, but it's usually discomfort. Some kind of discomfort in my life. You know how they say, like, a dis-ease. If I'm not feeling... Something's off in my life, then I go searching for the answer.
Do you find that there's more change happening when something negative is happening or when something positive is going on? Because you mentioned change within discomfort.
Yeah, more when something negative is happening. Mm-hmm. I look first in the internal and then I go external.
Okay.
But I tend to go first to the internal. Okay. And I usually find the answers there.
I guess it's pretty much internal. I mean, usually it's in response to something external anyhow, but, you know, I don't even know. I mean, you know, I'm kind of getting set in my ways, like, as an old man. But again, I'm also adventurous enough to, you know, still want to try new things. One of my catchphrases is I ask people, like, where's your sense of adventure?
Have you guys made any changes recently?
I got into a new genre. I don't know if you want to hear about that.
Yeah, of course.
I became an avid follower of sci-fi novels.
And you were never a fan? You were never into
stuff.
It?
I always respected it, but I never really got into it before.
Okay. Well, which book are you currently reading?
I am reading The Man in the Maze by Robert Silverberg.
Hmm. So do you think that has a bit of a...
Good, yeah.
Have you read that one, Peter?
No, but I've read other Silverberg novels. Okay. He's good.
I've taken a holistic view of life.
Oh.
And through that, I've managed to take in Pilates.
Okay.
And coming up soon... for my well-being. I will be starting yoga, and I'm taking things in a very, I'm trying to develop this calm, because I feel as I'm getting older, I need to take things at a calmer level, just bring everything down a notch.
Have you ever tried, like, have you ever dabbled, I guess I can say, in more holistic approaches?
No, this is what I'm starting now. Like, this is what I started looking into, like in terms of Eastern medicine and stuff, things like that, yes.
Are we gonna have a whole new Ingrid in a few weeks?
We don't know.
Are you gonna be a yogi?
I don't, that's the goal, but we'll see how close we get to it. We got a long road ahead of us.
So it sounds like you're focusing a lot on your, you know, there's like the physical, mental that you're thinking, because you're taking, you said yoga and Pilates. Is there anything else that you're doing that's not physical?
Oh, I'm trying to learn to meditate.
Okay.
But I'm taking that like inch by inch. Like I can only do so much time. It's so much, like I can do it for 5 minutes and then I stop and then I'll do it for another 5 minutes, because that 5 minutes is a struggle.
Things are going well, so I don't need to change things. I don't. Well, I did change where I go meet my friend Alesha for coffee. She said she doesn't like going to Alexis Neon. Yesterday we went to Montreal Trust, the McDonald's there, for coffee.
So guys, overall, we talked about like the physical and mental. Is there anything some people might see as like a small change, but for yourself, it's like a major change? I know during COVID, a lot of people had to switch up like doing online classes or online work. Is there anything that was like a small thing to some, but to you, it was like a major challenge for a change?
The only real challenge that I had was the shutdowns didn't bother me. What really was hard was hosting my first meeting.
Oh, online?
That was really, yes, that was challenging, because I was not, we used the platform of Zoom and I was not so familiar with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was intimidating, to say the least.
I'm guessing you're a pro at Zoom right now, at this rate.
Well, I'm very comfortable with it right now. Okay.
All right, guys. Well, thanks everyone for participating in this roundtable. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. First up, here's Sheryl Crow's 1996 smash, "A Change Would Do You Good." According to guitarist Jeff Trott, he and Sheryl looked to soul singers like Mavis Staples of the Staple Singers for inspiration for this tune. Then the band threw a whole bunch of different lyrics into a hat and picked them out at random, grading the song's odd lyrical structure. It just goes to show you sometimes that change seems random, but it still sounds good. Here's Sheryl Crow. Rag.
CKUT's annual funding drive kicks off today, and this is our special funding drive episode. This year's goal is $35,000. We need your help in supporting grassroots community-made radio that is neither guided nor funded by corporate interests. Donating only takes a few clicks. Head to www.ckut.ca/donate to donate as little as $10. That's ckut.ca/donate. It's quick, easy, and every little bit is appreciated. You can also donate by phone at 514-907-9424 or by mail at 3647 University, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. If you donate $30 or more, you can receive fun CKUT merch like a zine, t-shirt, tote bag, or toque, and enter to win amazing prizes. The funding drive goes until Sunday, March 21st, but why wait? Keep programs like Radio Moon running and donate to CKUT today.
Up next, we have Peter's tribute to Bicycle Bob Silverman, a Montreal-based cycling activist who passed away recently. Let's give a listen to Peter's piece.
Hi, this is a tribute to Bicycle Bob Silverman. I'll start with a one-line poem he did. It's called A Reason to Live. Killed by a car, reborn by a bike, that's the story of my life. Once thought of as an eccentric, Bicycle Bob Silverman became recognized as a visionary ahead of his time. Born in 1933 and raised in the Stoughton district to a middle-class family, he started his activism in 1959 when he was invited to an anti-nuclear protest. He died on this February 20th. Robert Silverman was introduced to the bike as a means of transportation during his time in France. In May of 1975, he founded Citizens on Cycles, or Le Monde à Bicyclette in French. The group sage dying, where people smeared themselves with ketchup and lay down on the roadway. Back then, there were around 80 souls were lost in bike accidents per year. Recently, that number has fallen to 8 to 11, thanks to the bicycle paths that he inspired. When bikes weren't allowed on the metro in Montreal, he and his group showed up carrying ladders and other large items that were okay. They even got on with a cardboard elephant. Another time, he dressed up as Moses and had a press conference on the shore of the St. Lawrence to part the waters so bike riders could get to the South Shore as bikes were banned from using the bridges. He also painted bicycle lanes down St. Catherine Street with a friend of mine, Scott. They did about 3 days in jail for their troubles. A whole bunch of friends and supporters accompanied them to the old Montreal courthouse when the pair turned themselves in to serve their time. Today, Montreal is one of the most welcoming places in the world for cyclists. It is no small part thanks to the efforts of Robert Silverman. We all owe him a debt of gratitude for making our city more livable.
Thanks, Peter. Up next, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor.
Today's episode of Radio Moon was brought to you by Olanzapine Zyprexa. When you've got to open your mouth, you've got to have Olanzapine Zyprexa.
CKUT's funding drive kicks off today, and we're trying to raise $35,000 to fund community-made radio. Radio Moon has been running on CKUT for way over a decade, and some of our members have been with us since then. Let's hear what some of our members have to say about doing radio at CKUT.
I am very thankful for CKUT for having me on the radio because I like to talk to people.
CKUT has been with me for a number of years now. It keeps me sane and it keeps me going.
I appreciate being able to be on CKUT. I've worked with Radio Moon for several years now, and I always look forward to it. And it's a really good resource for the community.
Thanks, Moonies. To support programs like Radio Moon on CKUT, please donate. Help us do what you can. You can donate at www.ckut.ca/donate.
Dream, it lingered near. armies ceased advancing because the people had their ear. And then the shepherds filled the soldiers, and they laid among the stars, strange visions lay in arms to waste in the dust in the form of shining valley.
That was Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Up next, we have a poem by Noel about spring reopening. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. It's called Spring Reopening. Well, it's that time of the year again, where we take out whatever that remains. I like this time of the year because it means summer is around the corner. When it gets to be like this, I get very happy, not a goner. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. I wish people wouldn't make such a mess. Springtime, it is in the air. It makes me feel like going to a fair. I love this time of the year with all of the flowers. When it is spring, I bring out all the April showers.
Thanks, Noel. Up next, we're going to give a listen to Ingrid's personal piece about societal change and how it affects her and the people around her. Let's take a listen.
We were turboed into the future, so to speak. In the last 2 years, we've experienced enormous change in our society, more accurately, the world. You know what I'm talking about, the closing down things and opening up and closing down again and reopening. Now we're in the process of another change. We are slowly trying to get back to the new normal, because normal pre-2019 will never be. Too much has happened since then. As a society, we've become aware of the depth and reach of our racism embedded in the very fabric of our society. We've discovered how versatile we are as people when faced with changing the way we view ourselves in society, how we get things done, from groceries to work to shopping. All these things have changed. Some of the changes were headed our way. Others, I doubt, would have seen the light of day. I think things began the American murder of George Floyd. That revealed systemic racism that favored one group over another that existed for hundreds of years. It continues to exist today in most societies around the world, as well as our own, as we've seen from the news. Even today, the Canadian government is making reparations to the inhumane way the government and the Catholic Church treated residential school survivors. Obviously, signs are screaming for change. We were made to see how to deal with people who are unlike the ruling class. How the position of privilege cannot continue to be the same way it was always. We, the majority of society, have fostered a new relationship with technology. This surge comes close to Second Industrial Revolution. Okay. Maybe not that big, but it was huge growth. Mostly, the increase comes from the end user. Tough and scary changes occurred that reflect the competency of an employee, which was very scary. In the beginning, when the virus was completely new to us, we were urged to stay indoors. So some of us decided to learn to do things that we would never have thought of doing before, like shopping online or buying clothing online. I'm not talking about people who shop there regularly. The same can't be said for the people who never purchased online and are doing it now. More changes. Some people know their size in different markets and can adjust accordingly. They have experience and the know-how. Most new people don't. Brick and mortar shoppers were tossed into a whole new, different world of buying and know whether one country's size differentiates from another. How are you supposed to know, aside from trial and error, there are serious, stressful changes to deal with when buying clothing online? Let's briefly look at how working from home grew from just a few thousand upper managers to tens of thousands of all levels of management. Suddenly, working moved from the boardroom to the virtual meeting room, fully equipped with screen, whiteboard, and a variety of other tools necessary to make a meeting possible. So many people were thrust into the virtual world with no warning, no knowledge, or no training. This is a massive change for many, but these are changes that some would argue are helpful and facilitate society. For example, companies can hire management from anywhere in the world. On the other hand, there are some measures that have been put in place that are not taken well. You see, not all changes we as a society have gone along with. Let's take a look at shutdowns, masks, and curfews. Oh, don't forget the QR codes for citizens and vaccines. I must admit, on these topics, I can only speak from personal experience. These are my personal views and do not represent the views of others. If you want to talk about change, the businesses, I think, went through the most change. It seems like one week they were told they could open, the next week they were ordered to close. It seems that this went on for a few months, except for the large stretches when they were just closed. The curfews were no help either. The majority of it disrupted people's lives endlessly. But for the most part, there was little upheaval. The second curfew, well, this time was more reasonable. The time was like 10 a.m. These changes seemed pointless at this point. However, the QR codes and mandatory vaccines created an epic civil unrest. These changes were outright denounced by groups of people, and they began to band together to show their displeasure. It actually created a small, with the refusal to be vaccinated by some professionals in high-risk situation. Then the government got heavy-handed, but they didn't expect the pushback, and the pushback was consistent. This grew into the occupation of the House of Commons for over a week. Now, across Canada, we are lifting measures. That's another change. By April 16th, all measures will be lifted in Quebec, except for public transportation. The kicker is the government is not saying that the measures are finished. They're saying that they're leaving the door open in case the numbers in the hospitals increase, not the numbers of deaths of COVID or COVID contributing deaths. Here's the thing. What I don't understand is that they, the medical professionals, are saying the pandemic is not over, but they're also saying it's back to normal. Use your own judgment when it comes to socializing. I take that to mean you're on your own with this virus. I believe the government thinks they've almost got enough people vaccinated to create herd immunity. On top of that, since they no longer can provide accurate testing numbers because people are sent home to do home testing, they figure two-thirds of the population have already contracted the virus. So society is safe enough. I'm one of those people in the high-risk category and has not contracted COVID. I'd like to keep it that way. In my opinion, I think the changes to the measures is a good idea for the government, especially when it comes to the fact that the elections are approaching.
Thank you, Ingrid. Next up, here's Courage to Change by Sia. Sia wrote this song for her upcoming film called Music. The movie follows an autistic teenager who's cared for by her sober, drug-dealing sister. And yes, it's a musical. Let's take a listen.
World, I want to leave you better. I want my life to matter. I am afraid I have no purpose here. I watch the news on TV, abandon myself daily. I am afraid to let you see the real me. When it falls, when it falls, paranormal. When it falls, when it falls, sowing the seeds of love and hope, love and love. We don't have to stay stuck in the
I'm not afraid to die.
Today's episode of Radio Moon was brought to you by Olanzapine Zyprexa. When you're struggling or finding it hard, you'll find Olanzapine Zyprexa. You can quit your job and quit school because of Olanzapine Zyprexa, because today's episode of Radio Moon was brought to you by Olanzapine Zyprexa.
This next song by George Harrison was written as a follow-up to the classic Beatles song, Here Comes the Sun. This song, Here Comes the Moon, is a tribute to the sun's little brother that acts like a mirror in the sky, reflecting our light. Here at Radio Moon, we approve. This is Here Comes the Moon by George Harrison.
Talking up a storm, act like they don't notice it, but here it is, and here it comes. Here comes the moon. Quickens when it's full. As it turns my head around me, yes, it does. Here it comes. Here comes the moon. Like a little brother to the sun, oh mother to the stars at night, when he is and here comes the moon. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are nearing the end of our program for today, but before we go, here's Catherine with a brand new poem. Take it away, Catherine.
Inside our cells are our genetic codes, our DNA. These are nature's microchips that determine who we are. They program us in what colored skin we have, whether to be inclined to the sciences or the arts, how long our hair grows, how far we will reach in old age, and many other things. And sometimes, during a lifetime, one's DNA can change. As a part of DNA changes, it unfurls, and someone grows into something else. This often occurs when we fall in love, as we open up to become a new person and become someone else's.
Thanks, Catherine. For more information on Radio Moon or anything you heard today, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online as well at ckut.ca. For our final song, we're going to be listening to September.
What? Bianca, it's not September, it's March.
Look, sometimes you just have to listen to a song about September.
Here's September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
There's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to our necks and in.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination.
Changes are taking the pace I'm going through.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
World where corporate radio rules the airwaves. In a land where non-profit radio depends on donations to stay on the air. In a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca.
Spread the message.